So take your notes, stay tuned, and soak up this big tech energy.
And today we have our guests, founders of Techie Apparel, in the building. And I'm not going to steal their thunder. I'm going to let them both introduce themselves, and we're going to get in the conversation. So, Jack, I'll start with you.
All right. It's your boy, Jack. I am one of the founders of Techie Apparel. I'm here with my wife, Kina. And I'm also a technical analyst in the tech field. And
yes, and I'm Kina. I work in cancer claims. I'm actually the tech enthusiast out of the both of us. So I do have more of a healthcare background, but I am the representation for women in tech as a part of our brand, Techie Apparel.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So Techie Apparel obviously has a huge tech influence to it. But before we get into how Techie Apparel is, you know, one, fly clothing, you know, black people, all people can feel authentically like themselves, but represent their passion for tech. And it also supports tech initiatives, et cetera. I want to get into your career in tech, and your career in healthcare is important too, because the healthcare field has a lot of technical opportunities. And then we can kind of pivot into Techie Apparel and how that kind of manifests itself into your brand. So, you know, when it comes to becoming, you know, you said technical writer?
Technical analyst.
Technical analyst. When it comes to being a technical analyst, like, tell me, what was your, I guess, first exposure to it? And then how'd you break into that space?
So my exposure to it started very young. I was a kid living in a household with my parents who were from Haiti. And because I was that touchy kid, I always knew how to fix things around the house. So I technically didn't know I was into tech until later on in life, finding out about what tech was, and that, you know, the things that I was doing around the house was things that people were actually doing for a career. So I was playing football for a school called North Miami Beach Senior High School, and I had my grades were poor. So I had a coach of mine who told me, hey, listen, you got to think a little bit further in life, like as far as, you know, what are you going to do if you aren't able to play football? And I had to think to myself, OK, I could really get into, you know, tech. And I found out at that time tech was actually out there and available for people like myself as well. But it still wasn't that much people of my skin color or my culture in the field, though. But I still pursued it.
Gotcha. What year did you break in?
I broke in 2000. I graduated 2009. I was doing it from 2010, but didn't officially break it until 2014.
Got it. Okay, cool. And so when it comes to technical analysts, for those that have never been, you know, I guess acclimated to that role, like, what is that?
So pretty much it's almost like a desktop tech. Pretty much anything pertaining to the hardware, software. We do networking things as well. We do things with the cloud. We do some things, do a lot of everything pretty much in that space. But that's pretty much what that job entitles.
Gotcha, gotcha. And then when it comes to breaking in, how were you able to break in? Because I guess there was a period where, you know, you wanted to and then you finally did. And that's an important part of, like, this podcast, is just letting people know, like, it doesn't happen overnight every time. There's a lot of different, you know, adversity, and there's also a lot of, I guess, tactics and strategies you can utilize. So, yeah, talk about that journey of wanting to break in and then how you finally did.
Okay, so I'm going to try to make it as short as possible because it is a long story. Okay. But the way I was able to break in, I was actually working at a hospital down the street from here, and I was working in the food service department. And being that I was in college for tech, I had actually seen some guys who were working on some equipment, and I thought they were the IT department, and they actually gave me the information for the IT manager. I spoke to him. He gave me one of his workers' information. They then told me what I needed to get in, get my feet in. And from that point, it still took me over, I would say, 2 to 3 years before I actually got in the field. But every day in the morning, I would see them in the cafeteria, and I would pull up a chair, and I would be motivated to talk to them and continue, even not working in that field at that time yet. I would continuously email them. I recall moving in from the food service department into working in the operating room and studying in between cases while doctors are doing surgery and stuff. I'm doing my IT stuff, and I'm reading. And still emailing. I went across all of the tech managers in our, I guess you could call it our contact directory, in our system, and I emailed every single last one of them. Hey, my name is Jack Victor, and I'm currently in school for tech, and I'm trying to see if anybody is willing to give me an opportunity. And, you know, I speak to a lot of my friends, and some of them would say, hey, I wouldn't do all that. But for me, it was like, really, I was really determined to get in there. So I would chase down that manager every day. Every time I saw him in the cafeteria, I would chase him down. Hey, any openings, anything here, anything here? And finally, I actually got my big break from a doctor who kind of noticed that where I was working in the operating room that I didn't fit in that space. So therefore, he was like, hey, what do you want to do? And I was like, man, I've been trying to get into IT for the past 2 years now. I just haven't heard from anybody. And he actually spoke to someone in HR who actually spoke to them and said, hey, like, push him up. So then I actually got my opportunity there. But you could just imagine if I had stopped there, I probably wouldn't be where I am now.
Yeah. No, I love all that persistence. Mm-hmm. And the persistence was driven by purpose, correct. I'm assuming, right?
Yes, correct.
Because I just had Cam from Black Men in Tech.
Yes.
And he was like, passion is cool, but purpose is what's going to keep you going.
That's correct.
So what was your purpose in terms of wanting to break into tech?
Man, my purpose was I always loved tech, but at the same token, me and my wife, we had just had our first baby. We were working on baby number two, and she was on her way. And I'm like, man, something got to shake. You know,
something got to shake.
You know, the funds ain't looking right. Something has to shake. And I just kept determined. I'm like, I'm the man of my household. I got to support. Something has to change. And I would be getting into something I love to do. So that's where that purpose was to have my children feel and, you know, good knowing that, hey, you know, dad is doing something that can actually help us or benefit us in life. From here to probably the day he gets old, you know? So yeah. That was my purpose, was a family.
Yeah, now that the purpose is a very motivating purpose, absolutely. Yes. Something bigger than yourself.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? If you have something bigger than yourself, you're always going to be more motivated to make it happen.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to finding what you love to do, mm-hmm. You know, what is it about technical analysts that you enjoy so much?
I like the customer service. I like talking to people. I don't just come out and just fix people things. I come out and I talk to them, see how their day is going. Because I know the way the world is, this is even before we went through our whole COVID thing. You know, people go through things from, you know, beginning to end, you know. So I always wanted to check in on people. Hey, how you doing for the day? And not only do I fix their things, but I also give them the knowledge on how to prevent whatever may have happened. You know, let's say, for instance, of a mouse might have disconnected. Hey, listen, you might want to watch your feet from being over here in this area. Or if they're downloading X amount of things that were kind of like taking up space on their computers, hey, you might want to kind of push this to your cloud rather than saving it directly on the hard drive. So they would always tell my boss, like, man, like, this kid don't come out here and just fix our stuff and, you know, take off like the rest of the guys. He comes out here, we are learning.
Yeah.
And, you know, we appreciate that. And my boss appreciated that too. So that's what I love about it. I get to teach people as well, even though I'm the shy guy. I like to talk to people and just be like, hey, you know, make them feel comfortable.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. And one thing I want the listeners to take away from that. All right. No worries. One thing I want the listeners to take away from that is, like, if you're going to get into tech, make sure that, one, you have transferable skills.
Correct.
That make sense for the role.
Correct.
Two, that you really enjoy the process of your job.
Yes.
Because I can feel your, like, excitement about your job, like, from your voice, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you interview for roles this week with that same sort of passion, they'll feel that, and they know that you actually enjoy the process. And then lastly, you leave the customers, you leave management, you leave everybody you're in touch with feeling smarter, value was added.
Correct.
And that you actually care.
Correct.
Which is why I like you both, because I can tell you guys really do care about people. You care about our community.
For sure.
And it's not just about you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
I love that. And so, you know, that's important energy. Also, just want to also point out, because I don't want these things to get missed, how networking and being in proximity with decision makers, et cetera, can be the difference between you, you know, getting your emails ignored and getting walked into HR and them saying, hey, hire this person.
Correct. Yeah.
But it was the consistency and you showing up and actually caring.
Yes.
But they realize you wanted something different.
Definitely.
So that's really dope.
Yeah.
So when it comes to your career, what do you think is the thing that has made you most successful? You kind of already answered it, but I want to emphasize it. And the reason I want to emphasize it is this. There's a lot of tech influencers and TikTokers that talk about, like, yeah, you get a job in tech and then you don't have to work and, you know, you can be on the beach and whatever the case is. And now there's like mad layoffs and they're probably the first people getting laid off.
Correct.
But they've got a TikTok audience and ebooks and stuff they're selling. So they're good while everybody's listening to that advice.
True.
Is like being the first people getting resource out. So what are some of the things that you would advise people that once you get into tech to really be focused on to have a long career in tech?
So in order to have a long career in tech, one thing that I realize is it is best to be you know, on top of your education on things, especially in tech, because things are constantly changing. Mm-hmm. So don't ever get it twisted and think, oh, yeah, I'm just going to come in here, sit down and do like how the TikTokers are. Hey, we don't do no work. I just hit a button here and I'm done. Mm-hmm. No, you want to make sure you are sharpening your brain to make sure that if any other opportunity comes up, you're not being overlooked. You know, so I try to be like that and kind of keep myself educated on the things that are coming. I know everybody talking about AI right now. So not only is like people are more like, oh, you know, get scared because AI is going to take your job. No, how about we figure out how it works so that we know that we could get put in those certain places so that we know if something goes wrong with AI, you'll be that person that they think of to fix whatever it may go on. So you want to keep yourself sharpened up with that. You got to stay motivated because I know there's things that I dealt with, which was imposter syndrome, and I sometimes still deal with it to this day. But if you can kind of stay motivated and understand why you're doing what you're doing, it's not just always for the money. I always looked at it in this sense. If I can wake up and do this for free, then that's something that I love. And that's just pretty much what it's been for me. It's like I love doing this. I love talking to people. I love fixing people things and making something, you know, that wasn't working and have it start working again. You know, so that was one of my main things. But I would say that would be the main two things is, you know, keep yourself knowledgeable and also keep yourself motivated and, you know, to your best ability, you know, just keep it going. Don't stop. Don't quit. And one thing I didn't get to mention about my journey was that before I actually got into, well, after I got into the IT field, I didn't have my certifications at the time, but my manager told me the reason why he took me was because of my personality. The bad little stench that a lot of people in tech get is the fact of the matter is that they feel like they're antisocial. Mm-hmm. So when I came into the game, he was like, hey, I know you may not have your certifications. And to be honest, you beat out a lot of kids who are coming out of college. You want to know why? It's because of your personality. He said, I can train somebody how to do this IT stuff, but I can't train somebody to have that type of personality.
Yes.
So that started out big. And being that got me in, this is where the motivation comes in. I failed my first certification 7 times.
Wow. Yeah.
7 times. She'll tell you I was up crying. I was up late at night trying to study. And it was just my anxiety at the time to the point where I even had to go to my primary care to get like some anxiety pills for when I took pill to take the test mm-hmm. to kind of calm my heart down, because every time it was so important to me to get into this field that my heart would palpitate out my chest.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how serious it was for me that I felt like, hey, listen, I'm gonna have to go talk to my doctor and be like, figure out something because I need to get there. So when people see after one time they failed something, they're like ready to give in. It's like, bro, I did 7 times.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I came in there every time going into that testing center with my chest up, head high. Like, I'm even after failing, I was in there like, I'm going to get it this time. I'm going to get it this time. I'm going to get it this time. And so when it finally came through for me, not only was I crying tears of joy,
right.
It's like the tears change. You know what I mean? Sometimes we got to go through some pain before we get to our end goal. And that's just it. It's like nothing is ever going to come easy, because if it was, everybody would be doing it.
Man,
everybody's not doing it.
First and foremost, man, I appreciate you being open and vulnerable about that. And that's super, super key, because you could be hustling and be right at the door. Mm-hmm. And that's when a lot of people quit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Instead of, you know, quitting after the 6th time, mm-hmm. you said, let me solve the problem. Let me see what's getting in the way. Mm-hmm. You found a solution for it and you're able to proceed. So, man, shout out to that.
Appreciate that.
So I'm going to shift the focus to Kena now.
Yes.
And you mentioned you're the tech enthusiast.
Yes.
Why are you so enthusiastic about tech?
And you know what's funny? I never was enthusiastic about tech. He made me enthusiastic about it. And when I see the direction that everything is going, everything is digital, tech, AI, all of that. So I'm just like, you know what? Let me get into this. And when I seen how passionate he was about it, and when we wanted to start the brand, I was like, let me research the industry. Let me learn what's going on. And when I seen the opportunities and the salary, I mean, hello, what drives us? Hello, money.
Yeah, gotta pay the bills.
You gotta pay the bills, right? But there's so much opportunities, and there is some job security left with the tech space. So that's when I became the tech enthusiast.
Awesome, awesome. So when it comes to becoming a tech enthusiast to starting the tech brand, the tech apparel brand or the accessory brand, like talk about the evolution of how that came together.
So my tech enthusiast came together with the brand because I became enthusiastic about it, and because I learned that the representation for women wasn't there, mm-hmm. I was able to join that. So it's like, okay, I'm getting excited about it. There's not a lot of women who's seeing that confidence. So I said, okay, let me be the representation for women. And let me also add to that helping other women who become interested in it and who become enthusiastic about it like I am, let me navigate it and help them get in. So our brand does a lot within itself, and we're just able to merge everything so nicely.
Awesome. Yeah. So you kind of touched on it, but like when it comes to the brand, what is the purpose and the passion behind it?
Oh, my goodness. We really want to see diversity and inclusion in tech. We really want to see more people that look like us, Hispanics and indigenous people, too. We really want to see those underrepresented people who are being affected by tech. We really want to see them getting into it and being able to be the headline of it and making some change, creating some apps or creating a website or becoming a part of an industry that is changing and shaping our future. They need to be a part of that as well. So that's exactly what the brand wants to do.
Awesome. So besides, you know, making people look fly, how is Techie Apparel, Techie Accessories, you know, helping make that happen?
Yeah, besides making you look fly, we are creating a community. So people don't realize fashion creates a community.
Right.
How do you know someone's Jewish by what they're wearing? How do you know someone, you know, they call them like the Gothic, they wear all black. So Supreme did the same thing. They created a community for skaters.
Right.
And then the fashion tied into it. And fashion is a piece of who you are.
Yeah.
So Techie Apparel is bringing our culture and bringing who you are, bringing that interest. We're modernizing the tech space.
Yeah.
No longer is it Steve Urkel. That is such a poor representation. And I kind of feel like that was done by design because the powers that be, they don't want us being represented, right? They don't want you to think that you belong there. You
know,
it's just my opinion.
Yeah.
So Techie Apparel, through the fashion, we're able to create a new representation, a new clean slate. And I kid you not, people who were not even interested in getting into the tech space, we have friends, family members, now they're like, hey, how do I get in? Because we have changed that narrative through the fashion.
Awesome. Are you guys wearing some Techie Apparel right now?
Yes, we are.
This is actually our latest collection that we have, which is the Legacy.
Yeah, Legacy collection.
All right, talk about it. What you got going on with the...
So, this one, I feel like this is very relative. I don't know. I'm not sure if I can stand up.
Yeah, you can stand up, I think.
Okay.
Let's see.
So,
there it
is. This
is
very relative to what I see a lot of people post on social media about people who are in tech. They're like, the relationship world right now is just not it. So instead of them, you know, breaking computers, they're breaking hearts, not computers.
I gotcha.
So that's why I try to keep it in that concept. And the concept that she actually has on is also relative to what we got going on, which is with the AI.
Yeah.
So everybody's so, you know, nervous about what's going on with AI, but we're like, hey, it's nothing artificial about my intelligence.
Nothing's artificial.
You know, AI is artificial intelligence. So yeah. Guess what? They're really picking up off of what we know, and they're sucking that in, and they're pushing it back out to us. So therefore, ain't nothing artificial about our intelligence. You feel me?
No, I like how you guys are making it relatable to like real life situations and events, correct, things like that.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to Techie Apparel, what kind of clothing do you sell besides T-shirts?
We do T-shirts, hoodies, trucker hats, snapback hats. We have jogger pants. We got jogger sets. We have backpacks. We have posters.
Oh, wow.
We have desk mats. We have phone cases. We have, you know, we just have so much, anything that we know will swag up your modern tech, you know. So therefore, you know, especially we're glad that everybody's back out and going into conferences and stuff like that. And again, like she said, you know, in order to see that community or the person that you know will be kind of a little relative to what you like and stuff like that, these are things that speak first before you even open your mouth. So
right.
It's all about what someone sees. And people like to kind of tend to say, oh, it's not about what you're wearing and stuff like that. But let's be honest, you see someone and how they dress, that's probably going to be the first thing you remember. And it's like, maybe I might not remember your name, but I'm going to be like at home with her, like, the guy who was wearing nothing was artificial.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So now everybody's trying to figure out, okay, let me see if I could kind of like hang in with that person, because that person seemed like they know what they're doing, whether it's in the fashion realm and stuff like that. And I actually did my research not too long ago, and I realized that what are the highest topics that are talked about or searched on Google, and it was like technology, and then fashion was right behind it. And I'm like, why not? You know, so I felt like we started this so early in the game, not really knowing how the world was actually going to start navigating into tech. And it was like, okay, we started the whole fashion thing just to kind of like be different as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, it's just like really making sense now. And it's like, not trying to be superstitious, but it's like, it's really falling into pieces right now. So
yeah, we're
that's how we feel about it.
The rebels. We want to be different. You will never tie in streetwear and tech.
Correct.
So we love that. And I think that's what makes us stand out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had Ruben Harris on before, and he was like, if you see everybody doing one thing, mm-hmm. do the exact opposite. Yeah. And make sure that you're paving the wave versus following the wave.
Correct.
So I definitely believe Techie Apparel is creating a wave that people are going to copy. That. Which, you know, is good.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah, because that means that y'all are killing it.
I'm telling you. Yeah. We still, to us, or to me, she's very motivating for me, too. So, to me, sometimes I feel like we still got some ways to go, but it's like, really sit back sometimes and like, man, we really like
come a long
doing
way.
It, yeah, man. We're really doing it. And we've been able to pivot from, you know, like in the beginning, we actually had the brand Techie Accessory, which was the phone case brand, where we actually stepped like back from it because we felt as if people knew we were black that they wouldn't support it, and we like, you know, we did good, but it wasn't as it like how Techie Apparel is now. So mm-hmm. once we came to the forefront and realized that people, the you know, adults, kids needed this type of representation mm-hmm. in order to really buy into what we were actually trying to give to the community. Again, the clothes is just, you know, the starting part. The extra push or the goal is to get people interested in this field so that right. we can start breaking the generational curses and to also bridging those
generational wealth gaps.
Wealth gaps, you know, so that's pretty much what it's been for us. So, yeah.
Membership in Black in HR means community and being a part of a culture of like-minded individuals. You have a culture within a culture, especially in the Black community, and Black in HR is that professional culture. We have fun, we laugh and joke about things that are related to us in the workplace, but we also have serious aspects as well where we help each other grow. And it's just one of those places where I can go to any time of the day, pose a question, and I'm gonna get all type of answers, but I'm gonna get support.
And we all work together to give advice, to give insight, to share tips. The networking is amazing.
The people that I've spoken to have allowed me to learn things about myself that I didn't know. So what does that do? When I go to my next interview, I have that confidence when I walk in to be able to explain and speak on what I've done in the past and prove that I am the person for the job.
And you mentioned before we actually got on camera how generational wealth is like something that you're extremely passionate about. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yes, because I know for me personally, like we were like living like sardines in a one bedroom apartment. Our friend called it the bed factory because we had three beds in there, two kids beds and our king size bed. So I realized that when he got into tech and it pretty much tripled the income, we were able to get a two bedroom. And we were looking for a house. And at one point, we couldn't even get our numbers to run to afford a house in the 200,000s. We didn't even qualify. But as soon as he got that tech income, they were like, whoa, you can afford a house in the 300,000s, close to 400,000. So I know that this will be life-changing for a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's 100%.
True. That's very true.
And you mentioned something about kids. You guys do apparel for kids as well?
No, we are.
Don't give it away too early.
We're working on something.
gotcha. All right, no worries. We're gonna keep that in the tuck. But you did mention, you know, the importance of kids to see representation.
Yes. Correct.
Are your kids like involved in tech stuff?
Yes.
If so, tell me how.
Yes.
Did you want me to say?
Yeah, go for it.
Yes, because our kids, we've noticed in the neighborhood we live in that their school teaches STEM. So our kids, they get on this website like code.org, and there's this little hacking website they get on, and literally STEM is a part of their schedule.
Yeah.
So there's music, there's art, there's STEM. So they're doing it like once a week with their school. And now we're going to implement them. They're going to be little teachers. So when we go to Oakley Elementary, our daughters are going to be teaching those kids how to code. So it's just really cool stuff that our kids are doing.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, because that also goes along where we do this like once a year where we go and join hands with Plant Atlanta in Atlanta and go to Oakley Elementary and teach the kids who are in the demographics are mainly black kids and stuff like that. And it kind of hit us because when we got to the school, we didn't realize how affected they were about not having STEM, you know, really being implemented in their school. So it was a major thing that they created. So when the kids seen us mm-hmm. and we came in and they're seeing how we're dressed, you know, because I'm not going to stunt and make it seem like, oh, this is not how we dress, but this is what we were dressing like. And I had this one little girl who came up to me and was like, man, you work in tech? And I'm like, yes. I was like, why you say that? She was like, you don't look like Steve Urkel. And I'm like, man. I said, and that's I tried to give her the explanation that, you know, Steve Urkel, you know, this is not how techs look really. So she was like, man, I really like that. And you can see how their eyes light up when we're in there working with them. And they're like saying, man, that's the favorite class that we always go to. We yes, like this class. You know, we love what they're doing. So we love them. Like, we're like, even when we're pulling out, the kids are waving at us in the window. You know, and it's crazy that you can actually have that type of effect. And that's also something that we didn't even know at that moment that we were creating with the clothes.
They needed to see
something like that, you know, because I would talk to my niece and she goes to a school that actually has STEM in it too. And I'm like, okay, what's the demographic of that teacher? Oh, yeah, you know, it's a white guy, you know. And I'm like, okay, I get it. So I'm like, are you interested in it? She's like, no, not really. And, you know, sometimes subconsciously we're not thinking of it, but it's really that it doesn't look like a person like myself. So I might not even fit in that field, or I can't see myself in that field because. Right. There may not be a space for me here, so
we want them to see themselves doing this. And the teacher said it too.
Yeah,
she's like, these kids are going to be excited because you look like them, and you're teaching something that we normally don't teach.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, Techie Apparel, you guys sound like you're about to take over the world, doing big things. So, what are you excited about that you can talk about that's coming out in the future?
Well.
That you can talk about.
We're excited about a lot of the collaborations we're doing.
Yeah.
So Tech Over Trap, they're kind of a new upcoming like tech plug.
I love the name.
Yeah, Tech Over Trap. We just collaborated with them. So we're going to do something with them for the end of May. And there's another collaboration that they linked us up with to be able to speak at more schools. Because it's funny, Techie Apparel, we did not think we were going to go into that direction of schools and students.
Mm-hmm.
So when that opportunity came with Plan Lana and we see how the kids enjoyed it, so now we're going to continue doing that with more schools and more organizations. So we're really excited about that.
Nice. Sure. And so, like, my network is like a bunch of, you know, corporations and, you know, investors and all kinds of stuff. So I'd love for you guys to put into the universe. What are some collaborations you would like to be a part of, or some things that you would like to, you know, collaborate with, or people you'd like to collaborate with in the future that might be watching the show and they're like, oh, okay, that's me. I should reach out. Like, who are some of those people or organizations?
To me, in my personal opinion, to me, I would like to collab with any type of store, tech stores. I've heard of what's the name?
What's that tech store name?
I forgot the name of it.
There's a Tech Geek. They're one of those.
Yeah, Tech Geek. So places like Tech Geek kind of get our things in those places and stuff like that, so that there's more kids like ourselves, like that look like us, that's walking in there and being able to walk in there with their heads high, like, hey, I don't care. Like, I know there's some swaggy stuff in there. I'm going to go grab it. Or, you know, just to be like on the top of people's tongue when they think about tech and culture.
Because there are some athletes, NBA players and stuff, that are into tech.
That's very true.
Yeah, like Spencer Dinwiddie, he's a startup founder. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he has
Curry, I think. Does he have a tech background? Or
he's an investor in a couple tech companies.
Chris Bosch as well.
Yeah, so we want to kind of get up in there with them.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That's true. Yeah. No, I can definitely make the connect with you and Spencer. He's got an app called Galaxy that he's launching. And, definitely into the tech stuff. And there's some other people, athletes that are into tech, but I'll keep that in mind.
For sure.
And definitely any other podcasters watching this podcast, make sure you guys have these people on.
Right. We would like to do more podcasts.
Yeah.
Talk and share more of our story. Thank you so much for allowing us to share our story.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, you guys are doing amazing stuff, so I appreciate y'all. Sure. And then when it comes to conferences, I also want to just throw it out there that conferences, tap in with Techie Apparel, let them set up a little spot, do some sort of partnerships, maybe collaborate on like specific gear for your conference. Yes.
Right.
Where, you know.
Speaking of that, because that would definitely mean a lot, because we create our own designs. So when people see our things, these aren't things that we're getting from a designer. Not that we're not like against it or anything like that, but we literally brainstorm these designs and we bring them to life. So these are all ours.
And we implement, like, we're working with, we're going to implement your personality, your brand, whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, I do a great job at it.
I'm sorry to pat my own back, but
you got to toot it sometimes.
I'm telling you, you know, I really know how to envision certain things and really bring those things to life and be like, hey, I'll have you sitting there like, man, this man really just put this thing together. Like, you know, that's it.
That's what's up. Yeah. And so when it comes to, like, I guess, what you're looking to do in the, I guess, the impact that you want to have with communities, what are some things that you are, I guess, looking to, what do you, I guess when it comes to your community efforts, how can we support y'all, support the community, if that makes sense?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Right. I mean, because I know we're running a brand, you do want to make sales. But I think for us, even a repost, a reshare, just mentioning our names, you know, when you talk to someone and you see, hey, I think Techie Pearl would be good to work with, just things like that, because we're definitely trying to make it a bigger community. We're trying to make a movement here.
Yeah.
Because we're getting rid of
that.
You're
not trying, you're making a movement.
You know, we're getting rid of that Steve Urkel stigma.
Yeah.
We're knocking down a whole lot of stigmas, and we're bridging the gap, and we're trying to be more inclusive, especially bringing that representation. So please help the community out by just mentioning our names, reshare, repost. And yes, you can purchase too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, definitely like buy out the store.
That's right.
You can buy it too, but we do want to do more. Yeah,
make it a gift for your students, et cetera.
Yeah, right, you know, gift it. That's true. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, we'll put this at the bottom of the screen when you say it, but in terms of reposting, resharing, just kind of give people your handles.
So Techie Apparel, T-E-C-H-K-Y. I know you said you'll put it at the bottom.
Yep.
So that's it everywhere. TikTok, IG, Facebook.
Twitter is just Techie A. They wouldn't give us
Twitter is Techie A.
Oh, or somebody else added it?
I have no clue. It just wouldn't give it to me.
Mm.
And then we do have a website, you know, techieapparel.com.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Before I let you guys go, anything else you guys want to kind of just share with the audience that I wasn't able to extract from you?
No, I mean, you were speaking
We wanted to share also with being married couples in business.
Yeah, that's huge.
And especially Black and married, because I know a lot of people feel like, well, how do you merge your marriage? Because some married couples can't do business together. So we kind of want to encourage people, if you are married in business, see where your talents fit. So he's the graphic design guy. He does a lot of the editing, videography, photography. And then I feel like I'm the HR girl.
Right.
And I do like a lot of the backdoor stuff, like emails, and I write captions, and I could come up with some of the catchy quotes we put on our shirts. So if you want to do business together as a couple, or, you know, married or just dating, just see where your talents fit and do that teamwork, because it's bringing the income into the household.
Yeah.
And me and him, we're very family oriented people. We're all about the households growing. Mm-hmm. So grow together.
True.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm glad you brought up the marriage part, because I wanted to bring that up, but yeah, I totally forgot about it. Because I feel like there's somewhat of an attack on Black marriage and Black love in media.
Yep.
The red pill manosphere and the divesting, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to marriage, what is the key things beyond business? Like, what are the key things that have made you both, you know, work together so well and, you know, be on the same page?
Let me say this one. This is my best friend.
There we go.
So in that case, a lot of things just work, because, you know, like your family loves you, you know, you love your family, but at the same token, you have a person that knows you on every different level of, you know, almost every little molecule of your body. So therefore, it's like, it's totally different. And being that we are like best friends with one another, it's like, it makes it so easy to kind of like understand one another. Yeah, I've got a couple of times we bump heads when it comes up to certain designs or in just regular family things outside of business.
Yeah, it's human.
But, you know, that's common. But the fact of the matter is, we have respect for one another. We take everybody's opinion to, you know, consideration, and before we make like rash movements or make any rash comments to one another to make anybody feel any type of way. So therefore, when it comes down to it, it's like it just gels so nicely with one another. Me and her, we like, we have our own handshake type stuff, like,
and prayer.
That too.
Communication.
You know? Yes.
Yeah.
So we communication is key. huge.
Yes.
It's very huge. So yes. I think that helps out with our success, in my opinion. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You want to add some more to that?
Or no? Yeah. Like, you know, don't leave your person in the dark. Get off of social media.
Yeah. Right.
Like, a lot of times social media will put these ideologies in your head about what a relationship should look like. And I think that you and your partner should talk about what you want your relationships to look like. You don't want it to be influenced by social media, you know? So definitely. And quality time, you know, and just enjoy each other.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
That's for sure.
And to people listening, especially Black men listening, being married is actually a huge asset in the tech space.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't really talk about that. HR can't really admit that because it's illegal to admit that.
Oh, wow.
But if they're looking at a candidate, you know, Jimmy, who's single and out here in these streets, and then, you know, John, who's married with two kids, especially Black men, I have to say it, they're always going to go with John because he has a purpose that's bigger than money.
True.
He's going to come to work.
Right. He's going to come to work. He's going to deliver. Yeah. And, you know, they know that he's working for something, you know, bigger than himself.
Correct.
Plus, a lot of the hiring managers, especially of other races, are married with kids. And that's a rapport builder as well.
Yeah. That's true.
So if you are married, I would throw that into the interview a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, my wife, you know, and my kids, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because one, they build rapport with that. They're like, okay, I can relate this person. Two, they have values, commitment, accountability.
Right.
And yeah, it's, they got, you know, mouths to feed.
Yeah. So yeah, they're motivated by something.
Jimmy, you'll be all right.
Yeah. Right, you're single.
Yeah. So if it's like neck and neck, then I definitely want to throw that out
there. Let me also bring up something now. We actually did a post on this a while back pertaining to, you know, relationship-wise too, because I know we're talking about marriage and all the other stuff, right? So one thing that I did realize that you have a lot of beautiful women in the tech space. The unfortunate things that I see them post is the fact that the matter is that they can't find a guy with swag.
Oh, yeah.
Tech space. So guess what we just did? We just brought the swag to you.
And now we hope to see some techie apparel marriages. I think we recently connected two people.
Yeah.
Oh, word?
So we want to make that type of connection. You know, we have, what you call it, a t-shirt that we call Feel the Connection, or what is it?
Yeah, it's Feel the Connection.
Feel the Connection. Yeah. So there you go. So we have things that kind of like, you know, simulate the fact that you guys can find somebody who actually, you know, can swag themselves up in this sense and feel like
you're a family together.
Exactly. Yeah. Your type, you know?
Yeah, we're some matching techie apparel.
Right.
You know like what I'm saying? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, no, and when you were listing off all the stuff you have at Techie Apparel, I was actually surprised. I thought it was going to be like, t-shirts, hoodies, and this, but it's like,
So,
for the audience, before they go to your website, like, what are some of the other things that they can see besides, you know, the t-shirts that you're really excited about? And then this new line, how often do you come out with lines? Yeah. Just talk about all that.
So the things that I probably would say I'm most proud about, dang, that's tough. Now that I think about it.
Well, like when they get on our website, we have a blogs section.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
We have an affiliates section. We have a rewards program.
Yeah.
So when you shop with us, you get points, and those points are dollars off. And we have press release. I'm really proud of the press release because there were some small local stories that featured us. So, you'll see those things. And then you'll see an about us because we do have like, it's like two paragraphs long of telling who we are.
Yeah. Right.
And you know why we started everything. So, yeah.
So for me, I think it's design. I think I'm a very visionary type of person.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice layout.
So just being that we come up with things and we're thinking about it, like we had one of our first designs that we came out with that was all these keys, still no escape. So that was like huge for us that we were able to kind of like bring that to life. Like I had an actual keyboard on the t-shirt and it had an X on the escape button. So it's like a lot of people, I know some of our people from our culture took it the wrong way when they thought about keys. So I was like, come on, guys, you know we're from Florida. So
the worst.
So, yeah. But It still draw people in, and that's why we say we sell things for tech and tech lovers, because not only did we have a lot of customers who aren't in the tech space who are like, yo, that's just a dope shirt, I'm just copying it. So, and it's like,
so that's your favorite part about the website?
I think it influences people to, what you call it, I honestly feel like it influences them to try to get to understand what's going on with tech so that they can get their stuff in there, and they probably never expected that through the clothing line that they would be able to do that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it was, I guess it was unintentional maybe, but that is kind of smart to like bring people in because they think it means one thing.
Yeah.
Like, this actually means about tech.
Yeah, we do a lot of wordplay.
And here's why tech is important. Uh-huh. And so like you're bringing people in without them even knowing that they're about to get educated. Yeah. And then it could lead to people.
Like during COVID, we made a design called I Use This Mouse to Get This Cheese. I mean, how much people weren't at home at the time with their own computers.
Even
in the tech space or not. It was a yellow text that said, I use this mouse to get this cheese. And people are like, dang.
The computer mouse. So money.
We're really good. We really are big on that wordplay.
Yeah, y'all got bars.
Yeah, we got bars. You know what I mean? Awesome. My rapping career is done with, but, you know, we try.
Nice, man. Well, I really enjoyed this, man. I really enjoy getting to know y'all better. And I'm really excited to collaborate with y'all as well.
Sure.
Because I was, you know, Black Men in Tech, Cam, you guys ran into him before he came in here. That's the thing. It's like it's all about collaboration.
Yes. Sure.
If you see Black people in general, but Black people in tech specifically doing cool stuff, amplify them, you know, support them, connect them, et cetera. So behind the scenes, I'm definitely going to connect y'all with everybody, anybody that I think would resonate. Send out this interview so that they can really get to know y'all. Because, you know, people don't care until they know how much you care. It's very obvious y'all care.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
And I'm glad you care to hear our story.
No, absolutely. So before we wrap it up, I want y'all to just give final like guidance on how people can get in touch with you, as well as how they can support, and then anything that you guys want to just point to or leave with the audience. Open floor. I'll start ladies first, and then we'll go with Jack
for sure.
Yes. So you guys can reach us at techyourpearl@gmail.com or info@techyourpearl.com. And on www.techyourpearl.com, there's a contact us page. So I just want to leave the audience with this. Even though you may not see yourself in tech, just know there is a place for you. And for people in the tech space, like, just know that no idea is too strange, because look how we implemented a fashion brand into that space. There is a way to make a change and to make a difference in the probably strangest of ways, and we're doing it through fashion. So I want more people to be motivated. I want more people to feel represented. I want more people to feel heard, and do like he did. Keep that motivation, keep that drive, keep that dedication, so that we can bridge that generational wealth gap and be able to continue to make a change in this space, because it is taking over and it is the new thing.
Amazing.
Yes. All right. So now for me, I'm going to go in a little bit into the tech side, where I definitely stay motivated, definitely stay driven to what that end goal is. There's a reason why you thought to be in tech, and just know that you can and will be in there if you just put your mind to it and keep that drive going. And also just remember, I failed it 7 times and I'm still here and I'm still climbing up the ladder right now. So anything is possible. Just have a lot of faith. Just also, again, just stay motivated. You can do it. Don't give up. If you're thinking about giving up, you know, take a little breather for a little bit and come back to it. It will be there for you. Don't worry about it. You got it.
Love it. Love it, man. Yeah. So the big takeaways I take from you both is purpose mixed with passion, consistency, perseverance. Don't give up. Understand the goal and just believe in yourself, and think bigger than yourself.
Right.
And opportunities will come to you.
Yes, they will.
And always be value focused on how to solve problems. Like how you talked about your job as a technical analyst.
Yes.
You focus on value, solving problems. And then also people buy or hire from people they like. So that likability factor of being genuine, authentic, and actually caring about people, the right people will see that, and it'll open up doors for you. So
you summed that up nicely.
Thank you. Thank you, man. So, you know, to the audience, I want to thank you all for watching and tuning in. It really means a lot to me. Please share this video with your friends and family. Make sure you go on techyapparel.com and support, you know, give it a gift to your family, your friends, you know, et cetera. And also, if you could like, subscribe, comment, and share, you know, this and my other videos, would really appreciate it. Check check me out on my other social media platforms. You can find all my links on direct.me/bigtechenergy. And then also have a site called blackhire.com where we are taking in interest right now from hiring managers that are hiring freelancers, as well as people in the space that want to be freelancers or get freelance jobs. Fiverr and Upwork, they don't have a section to really designate like who is Black and who's not, right? So I want to give a space that people that are putting those roles on those sites can put it on Black Hire and know that they can get some of the best Black freelance talent. So the site will be coming soon. If you're interested, go ahead and put in your information as either a hiring manager or somebody looking to get hired. And as soon as it's open, you'll get an email notifying you. And then lastly, I wanted to partner with a bootcamp that isn't too expensive for folks that or just may, you know, not have much money or resources, but can get a high chance of breaking into tech. So I'm actually partnered with Course Careers and a couple other friends of mine are as well. And the reason why we're behind Course Careers is because they are able to be affordable because the hiring companies pay for basically pay for your talent. They pay for your training. They pay for all that stuff. So the reason why that's important is Course Careers is motivated to one, train you up really well, and then two, get you hired, because if you're not getting hired, then they don't get paid. All right. So that's why I really am like passionate about them. And they've gotten a ton of people into a bunch of different tech roles. So check out coursecareers.com. Utilize my code BTE50. You'll get $50 off. And instead of spending thousands of dollars, it's going to be like a couple hundred. But you'll be within a network of folks that can refer you in, as well as they'll be giving you getting you the interviews. And there's a high placement rate there. So definitely check them out and take advantage of the code so you can save some money on it. With that being said, thank you all for listening, and we appreciate you. And tune in next time to Big Tech Energy. Thank you.
Membership in Black and HR means community and being a part of a culture of like-minded individuals. You have a culture within a culture, especially in the Black community, and Black in HR is that professional culture. We have fun, we laugh and joke about things that are related to us in the workplace, but we also have serious aspects as well where we help each other grow. And it's just one of those places where I can go to any time of the day, pose a question, and I'm gonna get all type of answers, but I'm gonna get support.
And we all work together to give advice, to give insight, to share tips. The networking is amazing.
The people that I've spoken to have allowed me to learn things about myself that I didn't know. So what does that do? When I go to my next interview, I have that confidence when I walk in to be able to explain and speak on what I've done in the past and prove that I am the person for the job.